On the line, we are joined by a great friend and contributor to the Home Run Show. We've got Major Andrew Fox. Good afternoon, Major. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm currently sheltering from a rainstorm in London, so it's all gone very tropical here, but it's great to join you.
Well, make sure that you stay dry, and it is wonderful to be chatting to you after all this time. Now, Major, let's get straight into it. It's been another busy day in Israel, and there has been a lot of tension. There's been tension between Hezbollah and the IDF, between leaders such as Donald Trump and Bibi Netanyahu. Can you just give us a sense of what's going on today?
Yeah, so I think we're still stuck in this stalemate between the Iranian regime and Washington. At the moment, you know, we've got those two blockades going on in the Strait of Hormuz. The world's economy is rapidly running out of oil. If there's no resolution to this problem, then we're going to see a huge increase in not only oil prices and petrol prices at the pump, but also supermarkets. And pretty much anything you buy is going to be more expensive if we get this global inflationary shock that comes from the Strait of Hormuz being closed. And then on top of that, of course, we've got half of northern Israel completely evacuated.
Yeah.
Hezbollah drones and missiles are still striking Israeli territory. Places like Metula and Kiryat Shemona are down to sort of 10% occupation. Those people who are still there have to be within sort of sprinting distance of their bomb shelters. And the IDF are back. They've now crossed the Tani River and they're pushing deeper into Lebanon. They've secured Beaufort Castle, which of course is the famous crusade castle the IDF occupied between 1982 and the year 2000. But we're looking at tensions because the Iranian regime are trying to save their proxy, Hezbollah.
Yep.
So they're trying to make a ceasefire in Lebanon contingent on further ceasefire negotiations and negotiations over Hormuz. So it's all connected. It's all incredibly complicated. And I think we're starting to see tensions now between Jerusalem and Washington on what the best way forward is.
So before the show, I was doing some homework and I was getting conflicting reports. Is there a truce? Is there a ceasefire in place between Hezbollah and the IDF? What's the story? Is there a truce? Isn't there a truce? Where are we holding on that topic?
So as far as we can tell, the agreement was that the IDF would not strike in Beirut. So they've got the Dahiya district, which is kind of the nerve center of Hezbollah. The IDF very much plans to strike that nerve center. And as a result of yesterday's conversations, they've agreed now not to do that. But the fighting is still continuing elsewhere in Lebanon, where the IDF are taking positions and where they are, you know, trying to drive Hezbollah back out.
Our line, I think the rain in London is affecting our line a little bit, but we are getting the majority of what you're saying.
Sorry.
Major. No, not to. I think you are back with us. So I just want to ask, just to understand a little bit better from my side, what is the significance of attacking Beirut? Why would that be such a major action on the Israelis' path?
Well, it's not the whole of Beirut, of course, and they're not talking about putting ground troops in there. I think what they're talking about is airstrikes in one particular district of Beirut, namely the Dahiya district. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, so they're talking about the Dahiya district rather than the whole of Beirut itself. That's the nerve center of Hezbollah. It's where their leadership lives. It's where a lot of their commanders are based. And it's that area that they agreed not to strike yesterday based on Mr. Trump's intervention.
So I'm glad you brought that up. So President Trump intervened, and there've been a few conflicting reports about some coarse language and some, you know, bit of hostility going on between the two leaders. Is this to be believed? Were ultimatums put in place?
Well, this has been reported several times now over the last few months, and it's been denied from other sources. So we can't really tell what happens in the phone calls between Bibi and Donald. But look, the key thing here is there is a sort of fundamental tension in this because Mr. Trump wants a ceasefire and a deal with the Iranian regime.
Sure.
Israel wants to secure its northern border and make sure people can live in their towns and kibbutzim in safety. And those two things at the moment are looking quite mutually exclusive in some ways because you can't have that ceasefire if it's not abided by all parties. And there's more than two parties in this. So it's a tricky one. There's obviously going to be tensions. And this is really what you get, I think, if you're Netanyahu and you have outsourced your strategy to Washington. Because that's a fact. He got the war that he
Okay, seems like we might have lost you there, Major Andrew Fox, who did mention at the beginning of the call that the weather in London hasn't been great, which is no shock. Are you back with us, Major? Hi, Major, you still there? Okay, seems like the call has dropped, but that's fine. These things do happen, and we are trying to connect with Major Andrew Fox, and we're talking about what is going on between the IDF and Hezbollah, and between Israel and Lebanon, and the world and the leaders that are involved, and the tensions and hostilities that are taking place. Because as you might have read the news, that there has been a lot going on in the northern parts of Israel, the southern parts of Lebanon, and all the spin-off effects that this has on the world's economies, on world's political geopolitical tensions. And we are making sure that we understand that properly, so we can make sure that we know what we can maybe predict, and we can maybe forecast what is in store for the future. Major Fox, are you back with us?
I am. Sorry about
that. Okay, not to worry. Not to worry. I just wanted to ask. Sorry, I know the line has been a bit patchy, and I know the weather in London, as per usual, has been a bit bit all over the place. But I just want to ask. Do we need to be worried now with tensions between world leaders and conflicting views? Should we, me and you and the rest of the world, be concerned?
I think the really big concern for the wider world is what happens with the Strait of Hormuz right now. Sure. That's the biggest concern. It's what I'm worried about, because we're not just talking about petrol prices, as I said. You know, we're talking about a global inflationary shock. Especially if Iran escalates and tries to get their proxy in Yemen, the Houthis, to close the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, which of course cuts off the Suez Canal. You know, if they manage to pull off both of those things, then this will be a global economic shock that's unprecedented in recent history. So rather than military escalation, what I'm really concerned about, frankly, is the world economy, which is why Trump, I think, understands that he needs a deal sooner rather than later, which puts Israel in a really difficult position, because it means that they won't be able to deal with Hezbollah in the way that they want to. So it's a real conflict there between Israeli interests, American interests, and frankly, global interests.
Major Andrew Fox, always a pleasure to chat to you. That, as per usual, was always you made it sound very easy to understand and very easy to follow. And we appreciate your time here on the Home Run on Chai FM.